ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hey everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 19. Is there any Japanese fried chicken left? Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。Hi everyone, Naomi here.
Welcome back to our Absolute Beginner series. In the last lesson, we learned how to say that we like or dislike something. For example,
チョコレートが好きです。
I like chocolate.
Or, 肉が嫌いです。
I hate meat.And in this lesson, we're going to learn how to say that something exists, as in, there is a blank, and also how to say that you have something. What kind of things will we be able to say by the end of this lesson?
You'll be able to say things like, there's a supermarket, and I have time.
The word we'll use to express both of these concepts is the same.
Yes. So, Jessie, what's happening in the conversation?
Taylor, Masato, and Kaori are going on a drive, and they start to feel hungry.Okay, let's listen to the conversation and see what they talk about.
お腹が空きました。
ああ、あそこにドライブスルーがあります。フライドチキン好きですか？
フライドチキン
嫌いですか？
アレルギーがあります。
チキンアレルギ
ー？ Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
お腹が空きました。あ
はははは。あそこにドライブスルーがあります。フライドチキン好きですか？
フライドチキン
嫌いですか？
アレルギーがあります。
チキンアレルギー？
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
お腹が空きました。
I'm hungry.
ああ、あそこにドライブスルーがあります。
Oh, there's a drive-thru over there.
フライドチキン好きですか？
Do you like fried chicken?
フライドチキン。
Fried chicken.
嫌いですか？
You don't like it?
アレルギーがあります。
I'm allergic.
チキンアレルギー？
Allergic to chicken.Okay, so they're on a drive in California, driving around, enjoying the sights when someone's stomach rumbles.
I think it was Masato's.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because after we heard the noise, he said, お腹が空きました。
お腹が空きました。A new phrase for us.
Yes. This is a polite way to say, I'm hungry.
It's a little long too. Can you say it slowly for us?
Sure. お腹が空きました。
And one more time at natural speed.
お腹が空きました。
We've included the informal way to say this phrase in the lesson notes as a bonus, so be sure to check that out as well.
You'll hear that variation all the time as well.
Okay, and our next word?
アレルギー。
アレルギー。This means allergy. In the dialogue, Kaori talked about having allergies, and we'll cover that a little more later on in this lesson, but just know that the word for allergy is アレルギー。Can we hear it again slowly?
アレルギー。
And again at natural speed.
アレルギー。
This is really important to know if you're allergic to something, like some kind of food, and need to let it be known.
Yes. If you travel to Japan or stay with a Japanese person, it will help to be able to talk about any allergies you may have.
Okay, so now let's move on to the lesson focus and learn how to say that you have allergies, among other things.In this lesson, you'll learn how to say that something exists, as in, there is a blank, and also how to say that you have something.
The same pattern is used for both of these meanings.
Yes, and that pattern is?
A があります。
A があります。So let's take a look at the first meaning, talking about something existing. When we say it this way, it sounds really deep, but what are we really trying to say?
Well, it's like saying there is a da 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 in English, like there's a supermarket.
Or there's a convenience store.
There's a party, things like that.
How about there's a person?
Nope. This pattern is used for inanimate objects only.
Got it. So objects, things, places, anything that's not alive, basically.
Right.
So again, the pattern is?
A があります。
Let's hear some examples. How about the ones that we just gave in English?
Okay. Supermarket is スーパー in Japanese. So to say there's a supermarket, we'd say スーパーがあります。
スーパー plus があります。スーパーがあります。
Right. Convenience store is コンビニ。So to say there's a convenience store, we'd say コンビニがあります。
コンビニ plus があります。コンビニがあります。
That's it.
How did they use it in the dialogue?
Masato was hungry, so Taylor said, あ、あそこにドライブスルーがあります。
Oh, there's a drive-thru over there. So the important part is,
ドライブスルーがあります。
There's a drive-thru. Okay, so like we said earlier, this があります has another meaning.
Yes, and that's the meaning of to have.
As in, I have, you have, he has, etc. So to say that you have something, the structure is item plus があります, just like before. So let's go through some examples.
Okay, how about saying you have time? Time is 時間. So to say I have time, you'd say 時間があります.
時間 plus があります. 時間があります. And then there's the example we had in the dialogue, which I think is pretty important too.
Ah, allergy? Allergies?
Yes. Talking about having allergies, you would use があります to talk about being allergic to something.
That's right. In the dialogue, Kaori said, アレルギーがあります。
アレルギー plus があります。アレルギーがあります。I have allergies or I'm allergic.Listeners, please repeat after Naomi.
アレルギーがあります。
Okay, excellent. And if you want to specify what you are allergic to, that would come before the word アレルギー.
Right. If it were cats, 猫, you'd say 猫アレルギー.
Yes, and in Kaori's case, it was チキンアレルギー.Allergic to chicken.
Right. Poor Kaori.
Yeah, they couldn't go get fried chicken at the drive-thru due to that.
Mm.
Are you allergic to anything, Naomi?
I'm allergic to... Ah, dust allergy があります.
Ah, dust? Ah, so when you have to clean.
So.
That's pretty tough, huh?
Right.
Okay, let's give the listeners a chance to practice now.
Sounds good.
Let's say you want to tell someone there's a party. Naomi, the word for party is...
Very easy. Party.
Party. So, there's a party would be? Naomi, the answer is?
Party があります.
Party があります. There's a party.
Excellent. How about one with the other meaning?
Ah, okay, the other meaning of I have. Let's say you want to tell someone that you have plans.
Oh, good one. Plans are...予定。
予定。Okay, so we plug this one in and we get, listeners? 。Okay, Naomi, the answer is?
予定があります。
予定があります。I have plans.
Great job, everyone. How did it go?
Now you know how to use があります to talk about the existence of inanimate objects and having something.
And?We'll talk about animate objects, like people and animals in the next lesson.
Yes, so be sure to stay tuned. Okay, well that's going to do it for this lesson.
See you next time. じゃあまた。
お腹が空きました。
ああ、あそこにドライブスルーがあります。フライドチキン好きですか？
フライドチキン
嫌いですか？
アレルギーがあります。
チキンアレルギー？